And now get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Vic and Sage, brought to you by Procter & Gamble.
Oh, gosh, be a sport, Tom. Come on out to the house for dinner.
No, Phil, I don't think I'd better.
Oh, now, look, your wife's away, and besides, Betty's having one of her swell lemon meringue pies.
Yes, but
you've missed some awful good eating till you've sampled one of Betty's pies. What pie crust she makes? It's that flaky golden brown kind. And tender? Oh, boy.
I wish my wife turned out pies like that, but, you know, pie making just throws her somehow.
Say, pardon me for butting in here.
Who are you?
Oh, just a guy who knows a lot about pies. For instance, I'll bet Betty makes her swell pie crust with the new Sure Mix Crisco. Hmm?
Yes, she does. I watched her last Sunday.
Well, that's one reason it's so easy for her to turn out pie crust that's flaky and tender.
Well, what's this, what do you call it?
Crisco.
Yeah, what's Crisco got to do with pie crust turning out flaky and tender?
Well, Sure Mix Crisco is a new and different kind of shortening. It's made by a special new process not found in any other home shortening we know of. Why, if you ever tasted a cake made with Crisco, you could see this difference yourself. Because Crisco turns out lighter cakes than any other shortening. And it's easy to turn out wonderful pie crust with Crisco, too.
Hmm. You mean if I got some Crisco for my wife, she could turn out flaky tender pie crust, too?
Sure. This new Crisco is so much creamier, and it cuts into flour so easily that, why, it's a cinch to make wonderful pie crust.
No kidding.
Sure. And listen to this. Crisco's a pure all-vegetable shortening, so it won't give your pie crust that are strong-tasting or greasy or indigestible. Why, even the kids can safely eat pies made with Crisco, because Crisco's a digestible shortening, and many doctors call attention to that.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I gotta take home some of this Crisco.
Swell, because I know your wife will find it easy to turn out flaky, tender pie crusts with Sure Mix Crisco.
Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 7 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook settling themselves for a quiet evening at home. Our friends are occupied with sections of the newspaper, and for some time, no words have been exchanged. But now a voice from the dining room is heard. Listen.
Hey, since when has Bellman, South Carolina been the geographic center of the United States?
What does the lad say?
Huh?
What do you say, lad?
Since when has Galveston, South Carolina been the geographic center of the United States? There's a letter.
You're not monkeying around my buffet drawers out there, are you?
No. I'm looking at this letter on top of the buffet where it's got a letterhead that says Galveston, South Carolina is the geographic center.
Oh, golly,
of the
you
United
did
States.
Get mail, sir.
I was
so
the
end
of the city, Missouri was a
bring it in, Willie.
What?
Bring Gov's letter in here.
I asked you if I got any mail.
Yes, I know you did. But you asked me right at the very minute Rush went to work and dropped my olive and pickle shoe on the floor and broke it. I was so vexed and upset I couldn't think about anything else.
All right, George, if Gravelman, South Carolina is the geographic center of the United States, I don't want my change.
I'm sorry, Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disgusted with Rush's carelessness. I've had that cut glass olive and pickle shoe since I've been married.
Maybe it can be fixed, Mom. I was examining the various broken fragments and I bet a little mucilage.
No, it wouldn't either. Anyway, I threw the various broken fragments in the garbage box. I bet I think twice before I let children handle fancy cut glass dishes again.
Mm. Give me my letter, Union suit.
It's postmarked Gravelman, South Carolina.
H.K. Fleaver.
Letterhead states Gravelman, South Carolina is the geographic center of the United States. Where'd they get that noise?
I expect you've got studying to do this evening, haven't you?
No.
Why not?
Couldn't study if I wanted to. Never brought any books home.
You never bring any books home anymore here lately. What's the reason?
I'm getting by okay up at school.
Just getting by is not enough. Seems to me any boy that can find time to smash his mother's lovely, expensive, cut glass olive and pickle shoe would be able to find time to improve his algebra marks.
You act like I done that on purpose, Mom. You know it was an accident.
Well, you're big trouble when you're wiping dishes as your mind's 40,000 miles away. You daydream. Person's got to keep their mind on what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-huh. If Gravelman, South Carolina is the geographical center of the United States,
You can build a bonfire and take my Sunday
undershirt. You answer your cousin Yuncy's last lovely letter?
Oh.
Do it.
Oh, Ma. What the heck's the use?
Do it. Got nothing else. Occupying your time.
Invited to Groverman, South Carolina.
Who, us?
All of us.
H.K. Fleaver?
Uh-huh.
When?
August. H.K. and the missus say they'd like to have us come and stay 2 weeks. Darn funny invitation as invitations go.
How you mean?
I'll read you the letter.
You people lounging around of an evening, discussing pro and con, the subject of funny invitations, might get a good hearty belly laugh out of an experienced Smelly Clark's Uncle Straphead.
Don't intend to answer, Cousin Yuncy.
Sure.
Sit yourself down at the library table and get started then. Use my stylish purple ink and good stationery. Some boys got plenty of time to smash their mother's lovely, valuable cut glass olive and pickle shoe, but they can't find any extra minutes to do what they're supposed to do. Sit down and get started.
I want to hear what H.K. Fleaver's got to say.
Yeah?
The kindest half-wit invitation to come spend 2 weeks I ever come across.
Read the letter.
Dear Skybrother Gook, warm greetings from Groverman, South Carolina, the geographic center of the United States.
It's not, is it?
No. Wonder what's eating, Fleaver.
Read the letter.
Dear Skybrother Gook, warm greetings from Groverman, South Carolina, the geographic center of the United States. In hoc valorem dum cluck leash. Cornucopia espionage non referendum hump. Sim spiller ad nauseum volo. Daisy hobo hic vipi sic. Epidermis yokel agricola amus gallia divisis.
Well, how much of that is there?
One or two more sentences. Epidermis yokel agricola amus gallus divisi in tre pari yale sap. Sim sis sit sil sip. Vini hacalorum puellis ya. Decim aqua ad libris gix. That's all the Latin joke. Well, Vic, you purse snatching old horse thief, how are things? I've been meaning to write for a long time, but just didn't seem to be able to get around to it. We are all fine and feeling frisky. Hope you and the missus and little girl are well.
Little girl?
H.K. refuses to get it through his noodle that I've got a son and not a daughter.
Well, Rush isn't a daughter's name. I suppose if you told him you had an animal around the house named Fido, he'd write and ask you how your horse was feeling.
How are you coming along with your letter to Yuncy?
Wonderful.
I'll examine it when you're through.
Hope you and the missus and little girl are well. The wife and myself have been wondering if you folks couldn't get away in August for a 2 weeks' visit. We'd be so glad to have you. Now, here's where it gets funny.
Funny?
The invitation. Funniest invitation to come spend 2 weeks I ever come across. They don't want us on consecutive days.
Consecutive days?
They want us to come of a Wednesday and stay till Friday and then go away for a day and then come back and stay. Well, here, I'll read it to you. Ms. Fleaver and myself would like to have you arrive on Wednesday the 20th of August, if convenient. Stay till Friday the 22nd and return Sunday the 24th. We'd like to have you stay from Sunday the 24th till Thursday the 28th. Returning Tuesday, September 2nd. From Tuesday, September 2nd, we'd love to entertain you till...
Hey, here.
Peculiar, huh?
I think I can straighten you individuals out. Mr. and Mrs. Fleaver are desirous...
They want us to come to Groverman, South Carolina, stay 2 days, and then go away a day, huh?
I guess so.
Where'd we go?
Search me.
Home?
Wouldn't have time to go home. Groverman, South Carolina's clear across the continent. They ask us to leave on Friday and come back on Sunday. Couldn't be done.
Why, how crazy. Well, let's see. We arrive on Wednesday, go away on Friday, come back on Sunday, stay till...
The following Thursday. Then go away again and come back the next Tuesday. From that particular Tuesday, we were asked to visit until the following Saturday.
Why, how crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Adds up to a 7-day visit so far.
Does it?
Yeah. Wednesday to Friday is 2 days. Sunday to Thursday is... No, wait. Wednesday to Friday is 2 days. Sunday to Thursday is...
Well, let me read the rest of the letter, and then we can figure it out.
Okay.
Love to entertain you till Saturday, September 6th. Returning to our home Thursday, September 11th, and staying until Sunday, September 14th, would round out your 2 weeks' visit.
Well, of all the while, fantastic
invitations. That's right. That's right. Makes exactly 14 days.
What days?
Those days. Look, you arrive on Wednesday and leave on Friday. That's 2 days. You return on Sunday and stay till Thursday. 4 days more or 6 days. You go away till the next Tuesday and then come back and stay till Saturday. That's 5 more or 11 days. You go away till another time, returning on Thursday. You're invited to stay till Sunday. Thursday to Sunday is 3 days. 3 plus 11 is 14, or exactly 2 weeks.
Is H.K. Fleber completely out of his head?
I don't know.
Why did me leaving here in the middle of August and not getting back till the middle of September? What'd we do in between times in South Carolina there? Camp out?
Yes, so.
Yes.
Well, Vic, you horrible old cattle rustler, think it over. We'd certainly like to entertain you here in Groverman, the geographic center of the United States. Have a chat with the missus and write me what you decide. In the meantime, good luck and regards to Mrs. Cook and little Eliza. Stobo Philip in Scratchin' Hunk. Non Fubbo Bum Fishin' Poosh. Cabbage Iliac at Puzzig Vump. Bim Bip Bill Bix. Yours fraternally, H.K. Fleber.
Well, we going?
Uh-uh.
I'll say Fish.
You people skulking around the house here of an evening talking about funny invitations puts me in mind of an invitation as issued by Smelly Clark's Uncle Spap to his lady friend on an occasion when Smelly Clark's Uncle Spap took it in his
hand. How's your answer to Cousin Yuncy's sweet little letter coming along? Read me what you've got so far. Go ahead. Read me what you've got so far. I suppose you heard me speak.
Dear Yuncy.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And here we leave Vic and Sade until the next time.
You know, there's something about a plate of piping hot apple fritters that just seems to hit the spot on a bright Sunday morning. Can't you just see them all crispy and golden brown, waiting to be doused with syrup? Oh, boy, they're good. And listen, if some of your folks think fried foods are indigestible, just you try frying those fritters the Crisco way, because Sure Mix Crisco's a pure, all-vegetable shortening that's digestible. Many doctors call attention to that. Why, when you see how fresh and sweet this creamy white Crisco is, you'll know it won't make your fried foods heavy or greasy. I should say not. With Crisco, fried foods are crispy and golden brown and digestible. Remember, Sure Mix Crisco's the new kind of shortening that gives you lighter cakes than any other home shortening we know of. Yet Crisco's so economical, you can use it for fried foods, too. Why, Crisco costs you only a few pennies a week for all your frying. So get Crisco today. See what a wonderful difference a pure, all-vegetable shortening can make in your fried foods. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley speaking.